This year's report recognizes the 50th anniversary of the first Surgeon General's report on smoking and health in 1964, which catalyzed the nation to end the tobacco epidemic. Since then, efforts to reduce smoking have saved 8 million lives, but smoking has killed 18 million Americans in the same time span. That according to a study published recently in the Journal of the American Medical Association. Jeff Seiler is president and CEO of the American Lung Association of the Northeast.
In this year's State of Tobacco Control report, New York received an A for our smoke-free air and an A for our cigarette tax. But what continues to cause us the most concern and what thwarts our overall effort to save lives is the F grades New York received for tobacco control funding and for cessation. Taken together, these grades illustrate that New York has not made the significant progress needed to save lives and reduce health care costs. Back in 2006 and 2007, New York received A grades for its commitment to tobacco control funding. Unfortunately, we have seen consistent budget cuts and failing grades since then.
40 states and Washington, D.C. received F grades for funding anti-smoking efforts at less than half the amount recommended by the Center for Disease Control. New York spends less than $42 million, about 16% of the recommended amount. New York's adult and high school smoking rates come in at 16.2% and 11.9% lower than the national average, respectively. Seiler attributes those numbers to the high price of cigarettes. On the downside, the report found New York cut $2 million of preventative measures and smoking cessation funding in 2013. Vince Wilmore is vice president for communications at the Campaign for Tobacco-Free Kids. He says Massachusetts and New York lost ground in 2013 as funding was cut for programs to stop kids from smoking.
Massachusetts is only providing $4 million for tobacco prevention programs, and that's just about 4% of what's needed. In the last few years, New York has cut funding for tobacco prevention by more than half.
Seiler says New York exceeds other states when it comes to tobacco taxation and indoor smoke-free air laws.
We have the highest cigarette tax in the nation at $4.35 per pack. And this is important because higher taxes mean higher prices, and this discourages smoking, especially among price-sensitive youth populations.
25,000 New Yorkers will die this year from smoking-related illnesses. American Cancer Society Cancer Action Network of California's Lori Bremner says those whose health has been damaged by tobacco use may benefit from the dramatic and historic shift in the healthcare industry.
Whether your conditions come from tobacco use or from other lifestyle choices someone's made, it's still a pre-existing condition which can no longer be considered in the Affordable Care Act for increased premiums or for denial of coverage. Some states are allowing a higher premium for current tobacco users.
Nationwide, almost more than 2 million people have signed up for the ACA, also known as Obamacare. New York, Vermont, and Massachusetts are among seven states that, along with Washington, D.C., will not charge smokers higher insurance premiums. Dave Lucas, WAMC News.